The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
It's us again.
Yeah, can I believe what's going on? We're making a podcast that isn't just about music.
What?
I know. Although it is about music, don't switch off.
Yeah,
don't,
it still is.
Don't touch that dial, music fans. But don't touch that dial, not music fans either.
Just fucking leave it on, right?
Why are we on the radio?
Why aren't we on the radio?
I've been on the radio loads of times, me.
I've been on once or twice.
Sometimes they go, oh, we can send you questions. And you go, so you can prepare your answer. And I'm like, I don't want them. Just ask us and I'll answer them. I'm class man.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, it's good because normally, I don't want to let you behind the curtain, everyone, but sometimes I have normal members of the public on who aren't even England's best comedian. Right?
Why and they go, would you have normals on?
I know. And they go, it's so refreshing having someone great like you on, Lee, who can just like ad lib and be brilliant without her. And that's what they say. And then they say, oh, leave your wife. And I'm like, I don't want to leave my wife. I just want to
you
do
a better
radio
not,
interview.
Man. I like her a lot.
I think she's no bother. I'm Lee Kyle.
I'm Kia Kyle.
Welcome to O Vienna Podcast, the podcast that isn't just about pop music, but is about pop music, to be honest. We discuss songs that got a number two in the UK charts and decide if they should have got a number one there. We'll have a vote over whether the song that got a number two should have got a number one ahead of the song that got a number one. And then if we both vote for the one that got a number two, the charts have officially changed. It's not just about
it's
pop
nice
music.
Having that power, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why we're not getting more credit for having this power.
No,
why
people
it's not
don't
on the
mention
news.
It, do they?
Can you tell the news, please?
Get in touch with your local news and your regional news.
Local news. As of the last episode, Out Here Brothers is still at number one.
You know I think they'd love that.
They're going to want to know that, aren't they?
I think that's better news than like, oh, a kid's been murdered.
Yeah,
oh,
that's sad. That's sad. Bumming people out.
I don't want that. But, oh, good, they're still number one.
Good
nice.
For them. People go, I forgot about that. And then they'll go, boom, 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 you see me? And they'll feel a bit happier. So let's get some good news out there, everybody.
Oh, sorry. So
I hope this
another
peek
behind the curtain. Last episode, we spoke about Michael Jackson in a Jesus musical.
You'll all remember it fondly.
So I was trying to generate an image on an AI thing, and it says, it looks like this request may not follow our content policy. My request was Michael Jackson playing Jesus in a Broadway musical.
Oh, are they accusing Michael Jackson of something that he definitely
maybe
did?
Maybe we can't, like, defile the image of Jesus because it might be offensive to religion. Or maybe it is just because Michael Jackson has some allegations and they're not comfortable.
Maybe a bit of both.
It might be.
So the answer is, if we did make a Michael Jackson Jesus jukebox musical, it would be controversial and that would be good for my career.
Maybe they read it as Jesus in abroad. They don't want to see Jesus inside of abroad.
Or they don't want to see Jesus abroad because they're racist.
Yeah.
Nah, that song Jerusalem's about Jesus being in Britain, isn't it?
Dunno. I don't
and
know the
did
song.
Did those feet in ancient times.
Oh, that one.
Walk upon England's mountains green. No, they didn't.
Why would he have knocked over here? It doesn't make any sense.
What if he know where from
maybe he
get
built
there?
Stonehenge?
Does anyone ever mention that? Is that in the Bible as well?
I don't think it is.
Well, they would have been in the Bible. It would have been in Mormonism, of course, is based on the idea that Jesus came to America, which is even further away.
I wonder how much of Jesus' life wasn't bothered putting in the Bible. Because they weren't just like, oh, he had bowel problems.
We didn't hear much
from him.
Basically, he was a baby, then he was a young lad, tipped over some tables, then he was 30.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't hear about Jesus as like fucking first discovering girls, did we?
Yeah, that was his raunchy teen years. Yeah. No one wants to read that about Jesus.
Sneaking up on Magdalene. Dirty Jesus.
Horrible, horrible man.
Jesus. Knocked her up. But, well. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to get Billie Jean in this musical. Hey everyone, we're going to talk about music in a second, but for now, why not head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/feltnout. It's not just for this podcast.
It's not far.
It's just,
not far.
Just type it in. patreon.com/ for you oldies, feltnout. Get yourself on there and give anything between £3 and £50 a month. No one gives £50 a month. If you do, Kia will do rude things for you.
I will.
If I just pick my son out for £50
they'll
a month.
They'll be horrible. Yes. Every crevice.
So you get yourself on there. But you don't. That is your choice. You don't have to do that. But
you do if you want me.
You do. For fuck's sake, all we're doing. So go on there. Oh, it helps out. It helps out the arts, specifically comedy. You see the arts, but the good arts, comedy in the northeast of England. We're going to, for charity events. Do you not like charity? We're also going to do loads of other stuff with it. We're thinking about having a comedy festival in the Newcastle. And maybe, oh, loads of other stuff. News we can't to tell me. You everything now. Yeah.
No, no.
Also, go secret. Watch my Keep show. Watch my show, Disco Twix, on YouTube.
It's fucking brilliant.
4-camera shoot, full length special, good jokes, needlessly having a go at people I hate. Bit of that on there.
And some people in the audience who were just doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, but that just needed a stooge.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? But I didn't, not in a cruel way. I left them happy with themselves.
Nah, I've never fucking seen them back at the stand, I'll tell you that much.
I got them barred. It's fucking great. Watch me show. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's canny like
it's fucking great. That's what they're saying. It's fuck. In fact, I just had a review on somebody on Facebook there. I'll just read it out. Sure, it's someone I know, but it's just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to find that.
What would you say is better, your show or the Dick Emery show?
My show is better than the Dick Emery show. Camper as well, I'll be honest.
Fucking hell.
This is, what's this? This is by the comedian John Gibson here.
No, I'm aware of his existence.
Do yourself a massive favour and make sure to watch Lee's stand-up show on YouTube. It's unrelentingly funny and honest and completely free. Over the last few years, Lee has been working in secret, it wasn't my choice, to become one of the best stand-ups in the country. With this show, his cover is well and truly blown. Not my words, the words of a friend of mine.
And then get pleasured by his son by putting £50 on the Patreon.
Put £50 right in my jockstrap. Anyway, we're going to hear a couple of bits of music, then we're going to go all the way back to late summer, early autumn, 24th of September 1972. Where we discuss number 2 hit, Children of the Revolution, by Mark Bolan Hitmaker's T-Rex. That's his famous noise.
That was more of a cat.
That's his famous T-Rex noise there. And which was beaten to the top of the charts by Teeny Bop Hitmaker, Partridge Family member, David Cassidy's How Can I Be Sure? How can you, David? Well, we're going to be sure which of these songs is best after we hear just a snippet. Just a snippet and a word from our sponsors. Hello, I am the sponsor, Gary's Shoes. Buy shoes. Thanks, Gary. So, Kia, I'll be honest, this is one of the few times where I've not heard one of these songs.
I'm guessing it's not Children of the Revolution.
I had heard Children of the Revolution. You can't fool those fuckers.
It's fucking good. Look, I don't want to fucking jump the gun by showing me hand to early.
Then don't.
But it's fucking good. Hey, I haven't said what I think of the other one, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. Yeah. But, it's fucking good.
Now, my problem with the song is I think you can fool the Children of the Revolution.
Yeah, you can.
I think the easiest children to fool are the ones of the revolution, which is why every time, you know, there's a violent revolution, and briefly you're like, great, we've had a revolution. Then the next person to take charge is always a fucking self-serving psychopath who's led a revolution. Because the people of the revolution, say the children of it, will go, oh, you are a glorious leader, lead us to the land of milk and honey. And they go, gonna make me sell a gold palace.
Yeah.
Because you can easily fool the children of the revolution. Yes, we. That is my argument with you, Mark Bolan. If that is your real name.
I know, but it's got a lovely riff. The boom, 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 boom.
But my other problem with this song, and I'm going in the negatives first, because it is... I've done some work in the past for a company called Bingo Revolution, where...
right!
And I didn't love it, I'll be honest. No disrespect to them, just some people wanted to make a bob, and they wanted it to be a mixture of comedy, rock and roll, and bingo. The problem is, people
That's
who like...
my life.
People who like bingo, they don't want comedy or rock and roll.
So I do, mate.
They would go up and do 10 minutes first. They don't want that.
That's weird. Yeah. That's not the mix I tried.
The next time I went, no, I'll just read the bingos out while saying something lighthearted. I'll just do that.
Yeah.
And it was doable, but I didn't. To be honest, it spoiled me a week. They ended up not using me anymore because I think while they wanted some sense of anarchy they didn't want what I did.
What did you do?
So they would give novelty crap prizes, you know, and people would compete for them, and people enjoyed themselves, but they give. I remember they gave a box of Space Raiders out, and I opened the Space Raiders, and just kicked every fucking bag into the crowd, and there was crisps everywhere, and they were just like, nah.
But that's rock and roll, baby.
That's what you want. That's what you want. And it's sort of like, and they would bring me onto the stage with a big smoke show and Children of the Evolution playing. Now, it's a lovely song. That does not kick in fast enough. And I said to them, they don't want this. I know you want them to go, oh God, Children of the Evolution. They don't want that. They want YMCA.
Yeah.
You know, like Horses for Courses. They're not going, oh God, this is cool as fuck. They're like, yeah, do the bingo.
I mean, Crown Bingo in South Shields, it's a lovely little rundown place. They always play, without fail, the entirety of Celebration or Celebrate, whatever it is, by
Cooling the Gang. That's correct.
And tell you what, they don't look pleased, but you can tell if that stopped doing it, they'd be fucking riots. Yeah. Like, it's one of those things that's such a nice, fun tradition for the little old folks at the Crown.
Yeah, but what they don't want is Children of the Evolution taking each other kicking while the bingo caller emerges in smoke and
that's not quite the atmosphere.
They were right to sack me. They didn't sack us, they just stopped asking us.
Whereabouts was this bingo?
Some old. It was quite a nice room, but that had fallen hard times. So I forget what it was called, but it was a sort of small theatre in Middlesbrough that wasn't used as a theatre anymore. And I did. And they went all right, and then I did one last one. At a Mecca Bingo in Sunderland, and that was so. It was just like, this is a normal bingo room where you've got me some sort of glitter cannons. They just want big. Like, yeah. I don't know why I'm here. They don't want what I'm going to give them. They just want some bingo. Give them the bingo.
I think I'd like you emerging from smoke kicking crisps. That is, if I was
so next, I'm my own worst enemy. That was an easy 200 fucking quid on a Wednesday.
200 quid? Oh, fuck me.
But this was before lockdown. Gigs were easier to come by then. You could pass those things. Now, can I come back, please, Bingo Revolution? It's been a really hard year. Join my Patreon, please, Bingo Revolution.
Me son's will and Bingo Revolution.
I just think, like, he's undeniably cool and charismatic, Bolan, isn't he?
No, oh, he is.
Keep a little mark in your heart. You know
good
what I mean?
Looking lad. Good looking lad.
This was, they had four singles before this. I got a number one. So it was obviously a big shock that this didn't. And it sounds like a number. But also, it's not on any of the albums. I wonder whether that had an effect. Like I've never liked them. Not I don't know if it's the completest side of me, but I've never liked when the people bring out a non-album single.
No, same. It annoys us. Because like often you can use like songs that are on specific albums to get a feel for the album, can't you? Like, oh, well, I listen to that album. I hate when I'm like, oh, well, like, what album's this on? And I try and have a look, and it's not on an album, and I'm like, great, well, that's fucking...
So many Beatles songs are like that, so many of their singles. It just fucking pisses me off.
Nah, I hate it. Like, just put it at the end, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, basically, T-Rex, like, I'm not saying all your songs sound the same, because they don't, but they have a feel around this time. It's not like none of your albums, that would have ruined the flow
Yeah, it's not disjointed, is it?
Like, just chuck it on, you know what I mean? It's not like suddenly you've got to pump up the fucking volume. So... Children of the Evolution, obviously T-Rex, good luck. You've got
this. Oh, yeah.
Not when they were Tyrannosaurus Rex, too hippie. Mm. But also, he's one of the few people who can get away with famously terrible lyrics, Mark Bolan, because he just claimed to be England's best poet. And everyone went, well, he must be then. And I quite like that. He's just got a weird charm about him that he's so close to being shit, but he's great.
Yeah.
And I think that's perfect. That's like a perfect pop star. Mm. For me, Britain's greatest pop stars, Mark Bolan... Dave Hill out of Slade, obviously brilliant. Dave Hill out of Slade,
fucking brilliant,
and Fuzzbox. That's for me Britain's greatest pop stars, right? And I will that is just off the top of my head. I'll grant you, I'm probably missing some people, but if I had to choose right now, gun to my head, I'm picking those three. So if you're ever captured and go, I'm gonna shoot you in the head if you don't know Lee's three greatest ever pop stars from Britain, you've got Mark Bolan, Dave Hill. All of Fuzzbox.
Right. I'll keep that stashed away, mate. I'll keep that stashed away.
With Mark Bolan, perfectly shit, but not shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even mean shit. I just mean, like, his lyrics, if you read them, you can go, this is absolute gibberish.
Yeah, like, just don't delve into it. You know, it's...
But it does work because he makes it... You know what I mean? Like, if someone else had written them, it was shit, but it wasn't shit.
Yeah.
What? So tell me about this song.
it's just good, isn't it? I don't know what more you want us to say. You know what I don't actually like? I'm not a big fan of the chorus. I like the verse. I like the intro. I don't care for the chorus.
What don't...
I don't know what it is.
It's not massively chorusy, is it?
It's not. I feel like it just take... Like, obviously, the fucking... The riff that, you know, that... Down. That's got some oomph. And then the verse, it's nice. You know, it stays a constant. Then it's just like... Won't fool the children of the revolution. It's pleasant.
Maybe that's what stopped it getting number one. Nice, it's not quite got that big bangy chorus. It's not quite going bang, is it? Which is fine. Not all songs have to. But if you're a single, it's going to help you. If you see a song that someone needs to walk on to for bingo, it's going to be better if you're really kicking at some point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not really...
no cool in the gang, mate. It's not cool in the gang.
It doesn't really reach crescendo, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Now, do you know anything about David Cassidy?
I don't, mate. I recognise the name, but I couldn't tell you who it is.
Yeah, he's been like... I think a lot of his thing was that he was American, right? So at the time...
It's a very American name, isn't it? Yeah, David Cassidy.
Yeah, at the time, the big... pop stars, you know, pop in inverted commas, like, that would get the girls screaming. We're American, I think, because America just seemed cleaner and more glamorous.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Mark Bolan, good-looking lad, but he's British, he's clearly British, and there's something about him where you go, they're all grubby. People who didn't... I remember speaking to your mum the week and going, because she's slightly more middle-class than me in upbringing. And I went, Claire, did you have bath night? She went, no, we just had a bath every day or a shower.
What do you mean?
Well, this wasn't unusual with me and my friends. I mean, till my teens, we would have a bath on a Sunday.
What?
That's when I would bath once a week.
Did you have a shower?
Or? No. You'd bathe once a week, whether I needed it or not.
Oh, I'll tell you now, you fucking needed it. You needed it, all right.
Yeah, just... Yeah. And I just think,
oh, mate, I'd hate to look under your foreskin.
It's little... In a way, I'm pleased. But the thing is, right, that wasn't unusual. And I think when people describe... And sometimes I describe my childhood, people will go, did you grow up in the fucking 50s? But I do think, like, British people were grubby as fuck.
Yeah, just, that's bad.
Yeah. You look at pictures of people in the 70s in Britain, they looked so fucking unhealthy and horrible, right?
Yeah.
So you got, like, David Cassidy and Donny Osmond coming over with, like, white teeth and combed hair. No wonder girls were like, well, I fucking love these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course I'm going to fancy David Cassidy more than I am Noddy Holder. It's not close, is it?
Yeah, but Noddy Holder's got something about him. It's not good looks, but there's something. Yeah.
I'm not saying Noddy wouldn't give you a good bang. Noddy Holder, I think we can all agree, Noddy Holder would have been a good fuck, right? But he's not a poster, is he? Noddy Holder.
No, he's not.
Whereas Cassidy, Donny Osmond, even little Michael Jackson, like, I know a lot of young girls fancied him. You know, they reckon the first black man that was presented in that way to young white girls.
Yeah.
I think because he was like 11, so it was like, oh look, you're 9, he's 11. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, there wasn't that air of threat that used to put on that sort of thing. I still do sometimes, sadly.
Yeah, it's a shame, innit?
And, like I say, they look clean and healthy. So David Cassidy was a teen pop star, which is why this song sort of surprised us. Because it's not that, is it? It's not like light... It's not catchy.
No, it's not.
And I don't mean that as a bad thing. It's like... It is a good song, I think.
I went through some fucking straight, like a roller coaster listening to this song.
Go on.
There was so many, like, at first I was like, oh, this isn't for me. Then it sort of like slightly kicked in. I was like, oh, I like this. Then it got the chorus and I didn't like it again. But then there was another verse and I was like, oh, it's good, this.
Yeah, I like it.
Then it was another chorus and I was like, oh, I'm not really a fan. But then right after the first line of the chorus, I was like, no, this is quite good, actually. There was a lot of points where it like brought us in and out.
Yeah, it's a strange song in that it doesn't do much. You know, it's not like there's loads of stuff going on, but I think it's a bit of a belter, actually.
I like it.
I was going to say old-fashioned for the time. I would say it's a mid sort of 60s-y sounding thing.
Yeah.
Almost, not Beatles-y, but sort of that sort of, a sort of guitar-y pop ballad. It's not like, when I say ballad, it's not Engelbert Humperdinck, but it's, you know what I mean? It sounds like, I would say 65 rather than 72.
Yeah.
So he was from the Partridge Family, who are, I don't know much about the Alan. Partridge Family. Alan Partridge. It was like a sort of sitcom, I think. I don't know if itself was that big a hit over here. It was a musical sort of sitcom, and he was like the good looking son out of it.
Yeah.
And they had songs themselves. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I think that was their big one.
Right.
And then Cassidy Goes Solo, does great. Right. Does great. But this isn't the song you would choose as a teen pop hit. Right.
Yeah.
But it was a teen pop hit. But it's got a similar thing with Children of the Evolution where. It's a lovely song, but it doesn't really build to a crescendo.
No.
You know? So, I did find out it was a cover version, and it was written by Felix Cavalier, which is a good name, right?
It is.
It's a good name. So, the problem with this song is, and it's not David Cassidy's fault, it's a song about, oh, how can I be sure about you, about a potential partner or a partner? Yeah. And it was written by him about his girlfriend, Adrienne Bucuri, right?
Right.
So, he was 24. She was a high school student. That's a problem, isn't it?
Right, okay, already not a great start.
Yeah, like, for example, he says here, they'd recently became engaged. He was in The Rascals, right?
Right.
They'd recently become engaged. And it was him expressing doubts about his relationship. And it says, despite the positive resolution of the song, Cavalier did in fact discover that she was too young to discover. I think he already knew. He says, I woke up one day and said, what the hell am I doing? I'm going out with a kid. Yeah.
I mean, he must have had a hunch before that. This wasn't a new
realisation. Oh, no, I can't believe what I've done. I fucked a kid who I knew going to high school. But I've only just now realised. Like, come on. And it says, yeah, I fell madly in this love with this woman who actually turned out to be a muse. Mm. Really, the only reason she was in my life was to spark that kind of emotion and feeling that generates those type of songs. So basically, you're getting out with a kid. You're saying, but basically, you're not just using her sexually. You're using her to go, oh, God, I'm fucking with her mind so I can write songs about it.
Oh, this is ruining the song
for
a bit.
You're a horrible fucker, Cavalier. Now, it's important to remember this wasn't David Cassidy.
I know, but it's just that now you've been mentioning it in the same vein of the as the song. I'm a bit like, oh, come on,
yeah, it's a bit of a spoiler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shall we go through the charts?
Go on.
Now, a song that did get a number one, and I think, I don't want to say, it doesn't blow these songs out of the water, because I think they're both good songs, like, but I think as an obvious number one hit, in terms of building to a chorus, Mama, We're All Crazy Now by Slade.
Oh, come on.
Number three. But I will say, Slade, you're going to kick yourself. You've got at least two spelling mistakes in this song title.
Fucking idiot.
When
man.
You look back, you're going to be all fucking stupid.
At least spell check the other ones. Come on.
Number four. Now this song, up 20 places and did get to number one. And this may be one of the greatest novelty hits in British history. Lieutenant Pigeon with Mouldy Old Door.
I don't know.
Oh, it's... How do I describe Mouldy Old Door? You've got to watch the Top of the Pops performance where...
Right.
It's that ugly old fuckers, right? And yep. Including, I think, like, basically a nana on piano. And it's a musical thing on a sort of almost music hall piano style where the singer occasionally just goes, Mouldy Old Door! It's fucking... It's great. It's great, right?
Right.
Too Young by Donny Osmond. Sexy old Donny Osmond there, climbing the charts. Number six, I'm going to say my least favourite of their golden period, but still a fucking banger, Wigwam Bam by The Sweet.
Oh, it's fucking good, isn't it? It's fucking good.
But it's not, I don't love it.
It's not like, one of the best, but no, it's fucking good.
It's a great song for putting on at a roller disco. You know, if you're on at a roller disco, Wigwam Bam comes on, you're not going to not roller disco, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Number eight, Ain't No Sunshine by Michael Jackson. I don't know that. I'm guessing it's a cover of Ain't No Sunshine. By Michael Jackson.
I assume so.
Come on over to my place. Yeah, yeah. By The Drifters, who I think are playing locally. Soon The Drifters, but none of them are left. Oh. Roxy Music in at number 10 with Virginia playing. A lot of people always think, I feel like I should love Roxy Music, but I think I've been put off
because
I know he's a fucking fox hunter, so I've never bothered. Yeah.
That's a shame.
You Wear It Well by Rod Stewart. You Wear It Well! You know, something like that. This is Living in Harmony by Cliff Richard. You're always going to find Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff's always around, isn't he?
I Get the Sweetest Feeling by the. I'm going to go with the great Jackie Wilson at number 13.
The great?
Yeah, I'm going to go with. Your favourite, I don't, not as a person. He's recently went back to prison. But at number 14, Gary Glitters, I Didn't Know I Loved You, brackets, till I saw you rock and roll.
Look, he's got some good songs, right?
That's, I don't think many can deny that. And I think it's great that his best song, by miles, he's basically not in it. You know, like Rock and Roll Part 2. I think that's good, isn't it? But what else have we got? There's not a lot I recognise here as we go down it for this bit. Big Six by Judge Dredd. You're a Lady by Peter Skellern. I already know just from the picture. You're a Lady by Peter Skellern is rubbish. Burning Love by Elvis Presley.
That's not bad.
I don't love Presley, but I know that's a stupid thing to say, isn't it? I don't love Presley, but there you go. I think I'd struggle to love him because there's so many connotations of 1980s Jarro childhood. Like, everyone who was a prick loved Elvis.
Yeah.
You know,
Elvis is a weird symbol of working class roughness, isn't he?
Yeah, like,
it's so strange.
I don't think people would know this in other areas, but in the Northeast there's a weird thing where the worst, roughest family on your estate loves Elvis.
Yeah.
And they've got Elvis pictures where pictures of their kids would be. And like, social clubs love a picture of Elvis in if it's a shithole.
Oh yeah.
I know you love the next song, which is All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople at 22.
I wouldn't say it's alright. I wouldn't say I love it. I love it.
We've got John, I'm Only Dancing by the late David Bowie up from number 30 at number 23. Oh, belter at number 26. This is a good novelty hit. Popcorn by Hot Butter.
It is good.
Boop, boop, boop,
it
boop,
is
boop,
good.
I like when you hear that, do you?
Boop, I do. Boop, 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 boop. Vanda, my Finnish girlfriend.
Hello.
She
Continental.
She heard like that song at some point and she was like, oh shit, this is a Finnish song. I was like, no, it's not. She was like, no, it isn't. She like played it. It's just some like weird Finnish dance remix with like a bit of rapping over. I was like, no, that's Popcorn. She was like, what? It's Popcorn, which means it's very famous. It's
one of those bits of music that even if you don't know, you just think everybody, if you played it, everyone would go, oh, that one. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't think I could trust anyone who didn't like Popcorn. And I don't mean the food, which I don't like.
It's good, isn't it?
Boop, 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 boop. I mean, imagine, in terms of novelty hits, we've got this and Moldy Old Dough. What a chart. And what a meal. I think she died quite young, but I might be wrong. Don't quote us on that. Number 27 with The Locomotion, which was famously covered by Kylie Minogue. Everybody's doing the brand new dance now. Come on, baby. Do The Locomotion. Oh, yeah. By all means. Oh, a soul classic. Bill Withers with Lean On Me at number 28.
Oh, fucking great song.
Honky Cat by Elton John, which I'll be honest, no idea.
But I don't know what it is, but I like the name.
Honky Cat. Heading back up the chart to form a number one, Puppy Love by Donny Osmond, which is the sort of thing I expected this David Cassidy one to sound like. You know, that sort of thing. I thought it'd be a bit meeker. Any color, Ian Beale. That's about Ian Beale there. I changed the words.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
Burlesque by The Family. I don't know it, but The Guitar Man by Bread. And just missed out. And number 42, because on the Patreon, of course, everyone, we talk about the song that happened to get number 41 this week. Just missed out is Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, which I would have quite liked. But, and also just missed out is a song number 44, former number one, which you would have liked, School's Out by Alice Cooper.
Oh, fucking lovely stuff.
And one we'd have both loved is, at number 43, Hike and Serenade by the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards Band.
Oh, no.
Instead, we're going to talk...
Oh, what is it?
We're going to talk something. I think this is something you love. It's more your sort of thing, but I'm interested in hearing it, which is Silver Machine by Hawkwind.
No idea. Let's do it.
So we're going to talk about that. If you go to patreon.com/feltnout, we get a little bonus episode where we talk about Silver Machine by Hawkwind as we listen to it. Till then... we're going to decide. I think we've got a song that is much better than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
Against a song that we both knew, but I don't think I love quite as much as some of that other stuff.
Oh, it's not peak T-Rex, is it? It's not. Like, when I think of Mark Bolan, I don't think of this one.
No. Nevertheless, on three, T-Rex or David Cassidy. One, two, three, T-Rex.
David Cassidy.
Whoa!
I surprised myself with that, I didn't know.
Well, you know what, T? You've had four in a row. You can't argue with that.
You can't.
Give Cassidy a bit of cheese, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Right, you've still done... Honestly, Mark Bolan, if you're listening to this in 1972, I know you're annoyed. Like, I remember you famously quoted that David Bowie's no competition for you. You know, I know that you're a big fan of your own abilities and you'll be annoyed that... But number two is good. And honestly, Mark, career-wise, you're going to have a big slide very soon. Now, don't worry. If you hang around to the 80s, I reckon there'll be a big comeback for you, Mark. I've got some other bad news for you, though. You don't need to be worried about your career. You've got bigger problems.
I feel a bit shell-shocked with that. I don't know why I said Cassidy, but I'm
quite surprised you said.
I don't even think I agree with what I said, but you know what? I've said it.
You said it now. I'm happy for him.
It came from the depths, so you know what? Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm happy for him. Rest in peace, Mark Bolan and David Cassidy. That's how time works, lads.
It is.
David, you've got a lot more years, but that's done now. Mark, you died young. You left a beautiful corpse. Although... you probably didn't when you think of the circumstances of your death. See you on the Patreon, everyone. Patreon.com/Feltnout. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.